Hi, Jim Hambo. Yeah, he's a very clever guy, right? Yeah. Could you let you introduce yourself to the Japanese audience?
Thank you. Yeah, my name is Jez Humble. I have worked for a number of years as a developer, operations person, a teacher, executive. I wrote two books. Mm-hmm. One is called Continuous Delivery. Mm-hmm. That's available in Japanese.
Mm-hmm. And yes, there's both.
There's a new one called Lean Enterprise. Mm-hmm. And so I teach organizations how to build software effectively and how to rapidly innovate.
Yeah, what is the motivation of the Lean Enterprise? Recently, it is translated into Japanese.
Okay, cool.
So please.
Yeah, so the point of my new book is lots of organizations face problems with finance, with procurement, with governance. They want to implement continuous delivery, they want to implement Lean Startup, but it's really hard. And it's about how we change management, how we change finance, how we change procurement to enable the technical practices to work. And in fact, many of the ideas come from Japan, from the Toyota production system, from Toyota management system, the idea of creating a learning organization, the idea of creating a safe environment where workers are allowed to experiment with new ideas. Many of these management practices are actually taken from Japan.
Oh, thank you very much. And actually, I watched your presentation today, mm-hmm. and I was really surprised because you are almost all talking about microservices.
Right.
Why do you interest me as well? I'm excited about microservices.
Yeah.
Why really into microservices right now?
Microservices are very hot right now. Mm-hmm. Lots of big companies like Amazon and Google and Netflix have moved to a microservices architecture. They're very successful companies. Mm-hmm. Building very large distributed systems, mm-hmm. and many people are talking about the importance of this architectural style. So that's why it's popular right now. Many companies are using it successfully. Mm-hmm. My point is that it's a great way to work, mm-hmm. but it's not the only way.
Yeah.
And also, in order to make it successful, there's certain important principles you have mm-hmm. to follow. If you follow those principles, that's actually most important. Mm-hmm. Like encapsulation, loose coupling, these kinds of practices and principles, they're really important in order to achieve continuous delivery and reliable systems.
Mm. I think the microservices is one of the way to the big enterprise company move to the very agile and quick and DevOps mm-hmm. culture.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think that's true. Mm-hmm. I think it's not the only way. Mm-hmm. So I think there's many paths mm-hmm. to achieving the results you want.
Yeah.
Too many people focus on the tool mm-hmm. or the idea and they don't focus on the outcome and consider the different ways to achieve that outcome. So you could build microservices and you could end up, it might not achieve your goal.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you always have to start, look at your goal mm-hmm. and then try different techniques. And microservices is one approach and it's very popular, but it has trade-offs.
Yeah,
so always consider the trade-offs.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of trade-off do they have?
Okay, so in a microservices architecture, you need to think carefully about monitoring and being able to do monitoring between all the different microservices so that you can find the source of any problems. Because in a microservices architecture, you get emergent properties of communications. So you also need to think about testing. How do we test that new versions of the microservice will work with the rest of the system? So how we think about deployment, testing, monitoring, logging, that changes in a microservices architecture. And if you take a microservices architecture and build it into a platform that's not designed with it, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and in addition, I think about maybe in the microservices architecture, the dependency and management could be very difficult, right?
I think that's absolutely right. You have to think carefully about dependency management too.
Yeah, how to do it, for example?
Well, that's difficult. Yeah. I think there's many ways. So Google builds everything off trunk. So Google has one huge repository. Okay. Everything gets built off trunk. So there's no dependency management, actually.
Oh,
so for example, Go, which is the language that invented at Google, Go has no package management.
Oh,
and
really?
It's because the Google people said, well, you don't need it. And if you're working at Google, you don't, because everything's built off trunk. Right?
Very simple.
Right.
cool.
But another way to do it is to have one repository per system and then make it so that each microservice consumes different versions of the libraries, then dependency management becomes very important.
Okay. Oh, very cool. So the time is limited. So could you do something to the Japanese fan of you? Please.
Oh, I just want to say thank you for reading my work and for listening to me. I'm very happy to meet you.